welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. And I want to welcome you to another dual broadcast of Everything Church Related and the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Now today I want to introduce you to a book that has never been published yet. That's right folks, we are part of the big rollout, so to speak, for a book dealing with godly character and you. Now this is going to be a great interview with the author of Beyond the Mask, What Kind of Godly Character Are You? Welcome to the program, the author of this book, David Hamill. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pastor Bob, and thank you, listeners. I appreciate being on the air.
Amen. David, as we get started, can you give us a little bit of background about you, and who is David Hamill, and what brought you to the place that you felt you had to write this book?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hi, I'm a layman in the ministry, not a pastor or preacher by trade. I'm in my upper 50s, but I've been in the ministry in various capacities for years related to motorcycle ministry.
Amen.
Reaching out to motorcyclists or wayward motorcyclists. My wife and I ride bikes, and it's a good a good tool. We not only love riding, but it's a good tool as far as starting a conversation piece with the bikers community before we get into asking them, where's their hope, or where are they going, heaven or hell, before if they something was to happen. While they're out on the highway. As part of the motorcycling industry, I fellowship with a team that I work with. It's a hospital ministry, and we do various benefit rides, St. Jude's and others, just throughout the year.
Yeah. Okay, what brought you to the place where you felt you had to write this book?
Okay, bear with me while I answer that in a roundabout way, and I'll get to that. Okay. Let me share some background. I became a believer at age 7, Amen. Fully accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. I grew up in a godly home and had a good, solid foundation in Christ that carried over into my young adulthood and marriage.
Okay.
Over time, I learned the hard way that I had either abandoned or became very weak in my spiritual walk with God and the cares of the world, such as life pursuits, climbing that career ladder, education, and such. I just wasn't keeping my spiritual foundation intact, and it eroded my character to the point that I was exposed and vulnerable to Satan's attacks, my fault entirely. I've been over a decade now that I, did some sinful things and
joined the crowd
in my marriage that both my wife and I still have scars from it. That's my sinful fall, and the Holy Spirit over time started asking me the book title question, just so my life would stay in check with God. The picture on the front cover of the book depicts a warrior with a sword drawn, which represents, as you know, the Word of God in one hand,
right,
and the shield of faith in the other.
Amen.
Without any helmet or mask on, this warrior is looking heavenward toward the light of God, asking him the book title question. Beyond any mask, what kind of godly character are you?
Yeah.
In fact, is ever since I began typing the first words on the draft manuscript of the book, the Holy Spirit has asked me this question daily as an aid to keep my life in check with God. And seriously, so to finally answer your question, Pastor, in the fall of 2016, the Holy Spirit clearly spoke to me, stating that I'm not the only person who each week sat or sits on a church pew to show in public from all practical experience that you know, my life or your life is in order. I had a public mask on, but I also had, you know, years ago, back in that sinful time, a dark private, a different mask that was sinful.
Right.
God all knew all along, and for an ugly, dark season of my life, I was able to keep and hide it from others. He, the Holy Spirit, said that there are others who sit on a pew each week or cross the threshold of some church organization or even serve or minister in his name who are not right with God.
Yep, that's right.
That hurts my heart. They are hiding behind a mask now like I was then. It may not be the same type of mask that I was wearing, but that doesn't matter. A mask right. to hide sin is wrong, and we know there are no degrees to sin in God's eyes. Sin is sin. So that brings us to the point as to, you know, why the Holy Spirit, you know, I know it's so cliche, the Holy Spirit did, you know, instruct me to write the book. I mean, as I started penning the manuscript, it was just so easy. It was just flowing through me. So that's... Okay. Well, hopefully I answered your question.
Yeah. And why did you choose that title, Beyond the Mask? You know, why? What kind of godly character are you? Is that because that's what the Holy Spirit is asking you?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So you got the title. And he said that there's other people like you were that are out there, right?
Correct. Right. I mean, hopefully there's some percentage just sitting in the... You know, they're just sitting in the church pews. I hear.
Yep, amen. So who's this book written for? In other words, who should be reading it?
It is geared principally to two groups of individuals. Christians who may not know where their character stands from God's vantage point. For example, maybe new Christians. And two wayward Christians, those like I was, who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, but chose to walk a sinful path instead.
Yeah.
We know from Scripture that a life of sin is dangerous, treacherous ground that can cost you or me, our souls. And if it doesn't go, you know, corrected. So lastly, the third part of this book, we'll cover that a little bit more in the synopsis, is for the ones in solid rock.
Yeah.
Christ Christian, because a third part of the book is just character maintenance or Christian living, some sound godly principles that we've heard from the pulpit. I've learned from the pulpit that various other evangelists that I've, you know, just captured and shared in the book to help maintain a godly character.
Well, speaking of synopsis, give us the general overview of the book. I mean, how does it start and the general flow of the book?
Yes. Okay. The book is broken down into three parts. Part one is called character recognition. Coming from a business background, those that may be listening, if you're familiar with the marketing tool called a SWOT analysis, mm-hmm. where you use strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Mm-hmm.
I turned this into a personal SWOT analysis where the Holy Bible already provides, you know, typically in the business world, you're familiar with, you would go out and you would know your strengths and you would compare it to a competitor and the weaks and thus and so. So in this part one, character recognition, the strengths and the weaknesses are actually come from the Word of God or the Holy Bible.
Okay.
You know, the strengths are such items as the nine fruits of the Spirit.
Yep.
I share in there the nine fruits of the Spirit and other godly traits in the strengths area. In the weaknesses area, we'll be looking at what I termed fruits of the flesh traits to see if you or I have any ungodly character deficiencies. Keeping in mind, I'm on this life journey with you. I'm not perfect myself.
Amen.
And giving your godly strength. Yeah, no, sir. Given your godly strengths, you and I will have service and ministry opportunities where God can use you and myself for His plan and purpose. Amen. There are quite a number of examples shared in the book, and then the threats or risks section are those footholds or leverage points in your life where Satan can use your or my weaknesses to an ungodly advantage. Yeah. So that's part one. Okay. So simply, if you will think of me simply as your tour guide on a spiritual journey toward, if needed, restoration or maintenance of your character. Mm-hmm. Okay. And part two is all about character restoration. It's just if there were any weaknesses found in your character or even in mine, because I'm, like I said, the Holy Spirit's asking me this question daily, mm-hmm. then we want to get those offered, brought to the altar of God, and, you know, repent of those and turn 180 degrees from them. So what's interesting about the book is I do share in the book, you know, I don't go into detail of my my fall, but the reader will understand right, where I came from, and there's analogies and examples in the book that, you know, point them to what I had to do to correct myself. So I share in the restoration part of the book the weaknesses, sin in my life that result in the dark days in my and my wife's life. I matter-of-factly and candidly share for the purpose to show the reader what I had to do to restore my relationship to God. I had to turn 180 degrees from my sin.
Amen.
So I could be restored in fellowship with Him.
Yep. That's what repentance is.
Yes, sir. And it is in this book where I ask you, the reader, to join me in correction of any ungodly character traits you may have. I'm not saying you have, the reader has any, but if there are any. And then lastly, in part three, is just, as I shared earlier, it's, I call it character maintenance, or, for example, Christian living. You know, the first part of it is truths that we know, reading the Word daily, praying, and connecting with believers. That's just a good, solid foundation. And then once you have that, and then it's suiting up for battle. It's putting on the armor of God, as Scripture reads. And then the last section within this part is just fighting the battle. It's just good, solid principles and tips to be a God chaser, to talks about your attitude and your response, how you act and react, and the consequences thereof, depending on how you respond, and that type of thing.
Well, what will the average reader gain from reading this book? What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, there's not only reading it the first time, the reader will have a better understanding to find out if he or she is on track with their character in light of God's expectations. It's not David Hamill's, not my expectations at all. It's just all straight from the Word of God. There's a lot of Scripture in there. And
so if they go through especially the first section of the book, the Holy Spirit will be able to shine light in any areas that their godly character is lacking, then, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the second section leads them on the path of getting back to God in a godly character. And then the third section is equipping them for holding the ground that they just recaptured, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, why do you think God is so concerned about what type of character a person has? I mean, isn't He just concerned with our salvation?
No. If you bear with me, I'm gonna share quite a bit in this area, because it's just kind of my heart's cry through the whole spiritual journey He's not only taken me from, but also my heart's cry to either new believers, especially the wayward believers. One of the greatest lessons Jesus taught His followers that a man or woman's character is always a matter of what is in his or her heart.
Amen.
If a person commits a crime, it is because that is what he or she has living in his heart, and a person's heart not his heart, not his or her blood pumping organ.
Right, right.
Is his or her responsibility. That is why God tells us that we are to guard our hearts, to protect them with all of greatest care. Proverbs 4:23 in the New Living Translation reads, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." I heard actor Kirk Cameron once say in a somewhat related subject that the heart of the problem is a problem of the heart.
Amen.
No one has a perfect heart. You know, we all make mistakes and sin. The question is never whether we make mistakes, but are we deliberately sinning and acting privately, insisting on doing things our way and not walking in humble submission to God?
Yeah, that's part of that's basically the problem summarized right there, wanting to do it our way and not God's way.
Right, and then recall Solomon, although gifted with God-given wisdom, he had character deficiencies. And in the book, I share the following two quotes in the book. True character is revealed by your typical choice of self-initiated actions and situational reactions. Your character, if analyzed at any point in time, is defined by those actions you initiate and also by how you respond to the other actions.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we know based on Scripture, your character, your heart drives your destiny, where you're going, where I'm going.
Yep, amen. That's right.
Is your character driving you down a sinful path or a godly path? There are only two choices.
That's it.
And okay. Yeah.
So when someone reads this book and the Holy Spirit tugs at their heart that, you know, you really need to clean this up, you know, well, give it to Him to clean up. We can't do anything ourselves, but the recognition factor. I want to keep emphasizing that. You know, you may think, "Hey, I'm perfect. I'm good to go." I mean, that was the lie I believed growing up because I was raised in a Christian home, went to catechism class, and you know, got accepted into the church and took communion, and you know, oh, I'm good now, and went and lived the life that you know you didn't want to live if you're going to be a Christian. And when I got married, then my wife got saved, and she prayed for me for 4 years before I finally accepted the Lord. And wow. Once I did, my life turned around. And things that I used to do back then, we look at it and we just hang our heads in shame that, you know, we even did that kind of stuff. But praise God, that's not the same person it was back 30-some years ago, you know.
Amen, brother.
So,
amen.
So this book, from what I'm gathering, the Holy Spirit will tug at someone's heart, and then in part two, lead them to repentance. And once you repent of the sin, folks, when you repent of a sin is not when Jesus finds out about it. It's when you get rid of it, you know?
Amen.
And he knows about it. Believe me, he knows there's a record in heaven of every sin you've committed. The good news is when you repent, those books are thrown out, and a new book is open. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's what you got to go for. Now, David, I know this book's not scheduled to hit the streets, so to speak, until the first week of September in 2017, correct?
Correct. Yes, okay. Sir. Tuesday, September 5th.
Okay. Now, what type of ministry would be interested in your book? I mean, is it directed towards teens, young adults, older Christians? What?
I've been praying about this, and it's an excellent question. I've been praying about this, and I think it could cover quite a number, in particular just teens, young adults, couples. Although the book can be read over a long weekend, I really believe it's best used as a reference,
okay,
along with the complementary study presentation material that I'm working on now. And I've distilled the information in the book down to a 4-hour period. The book's contents can be shared and studied in a small group setting. For example, 8 30-minute sessions, like in a life group or Sunday school session, or during a Friday evening or Saturday, you know, seminar or conference to couples. Yes, sir. And my wife and I are offering our services, you know, to come and share the book's contents in seminar format or other. So,
is this book going to be an ebook? Will it be in paperback, hardcover? You just mentioned a supplemental material that comes with it. Tell me how they can get their hands on that.
Yes. Paper book and ebook format. It, as of June 21st, it is already available for pre-order.
Amen.
On Amazon and Bookmasters, and it's being rolled out to others too. So it's paper book pre-order format now, ebook very soon. So it's going to show on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Baker and Taylor, Bertram, Gardeners, Bookmasters, and others.
You just mentioned a minute ago that you're offering your services. You know what are the related ministry services that you and your wife will be offering to churches and other ministry organizations?
Yes, you know, this is a different area that where my the Lord's taking my wife and I right now. We've been in. I still believe, you know, we'll have the motorcycling ministry too, but he's growing us up, you know, the latter stages of our lives to. You know, the book is just a start and the ministry related to it. Both she and I, you know, because like I said, she and I have the scars from the, you know, the my sinful fall years ago too. And we, our heart's cry is just to reach out to others that, who may not know or may really know that just need to be, you know, shaken to, say, hey, you know, your character is not there. And one thing I haven't, please let me explain too that I haven't shared so far is the reason why the character really matters is we're to be, as you know, salt and light. Yep. In this world. And God can't effectively or efficiently use us if, you know, we're hiding behind a mask and we're, you know, we have character traits that are, you know, whole not much different than the world. You know, the world's going to know that the world's going to see if we're, you know, behaving not like Christ, not behaving like David Hamill. I'm not a judge at all. It's just what the Holy Spirit told me to put in the book. So, getting back to your question, our services, you know, there's no plan for us, you know, if anybody asks us to come speak, to charge a fee at all, just cover our travel expenses. And, you know, we're open to covering the book's contents in a, you know, 1 or 2 day seminar session, counseling, just marriage. You know, we're not professional marriage counselors, but being able to counsel marriages, we've learned a lot over our 34 years of marriage, good and the bad and ugly, and I believe we can help, and we care.
Okay, so Bible study groups, men's groups, women's groups, church conferences, retreats,
yes,
things like that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now are you going to be doing any book signings or? Is there anything like that on the schedule or in the planning stages to be?
In the planning stages, we'll be reaching out to, as of, you know, this recording here, I'll be reaching out to Lifeway. I live in the North Alabama area, so I'll be reaching out to all the Lifeway Christian bookstores very soon.
Amen.
In the coming days. That's a start.
So it's just in the starting stages right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, if someone wants to get a hold of you and maybe to ask you some questions or to do more interviews, praise God, or maybe schedule a book signing, how do they do so? Do you have a website for the book yet?
Not yet. That's in the planning stages, too. It's in the works, but phone call works.
Well, do you have an email? Do you have an email that they can... I recommend not giving the phone number on the air.
Yes, sir. Okay. David and Marina 1983@gmail.com. That's DAVIDANDMARINA 1983@gmail.com.
Amen. Now, the website that you're working on, do you have a website address for that yet? Because by the time this airs, it might be live.
No, but we're leaning toward unto him.
Okay.
UNT, the number two.
Okay.
HIM.org.
Amen. Okay. Do you have an author page on Amazon, or is it currently being set up?
I do have an author page on Amazon. I do.
Okay. So if they wanted to look at your author page on Amazon, how do they do that?
They should just be able to go to Amazon.com and do a search.
David Hamill. Yeah.
David Hamill. And they can also, the books out there, so they can do a search on Beyond Any Mask and then David Hamill as well. So they could, they'll be able to pull up the book. And I know from the book site, they can pull up the author page too.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Now give your email address one more time.
David and Marina. That's Marina 1983@gmail.com.
Amen. All right. Well, David, this book, in my opinion, and I'm speaking here from a lot of I'm an avid reader of books, so I'm telling you this one has captured my interest. This book is definitely needful for such a time as this. I mean, that's, you know, why I wanted to bring you on the program today. Amen.
Thank you.
So I just want to thank you for your time. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'd like to have you back on after the book's, you know, officially released, you know, maybe a couple months after the book's released, see how it's doing, you know, kind of do a follow-up after the book launch and all that. Does that sound okay?
Yes, sir. That sounds awesome. Thank you.
Amen. Now, folks, I want you to put this book on your to-read list. I mean, it's on mine. This book is going to fill a gap I believe churches and pastors and ministry leaders will want to look at and will want to read this book, Beyond the Mask. What type of godly character are you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. David, that's all the time we have for today. And I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come visit with us.
Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, listeners.
Amen. Folks, again, buy the book, Beyond the Mask. What type of godly character are you? Amen. Well, until next time, for David Hamill and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.